I support the guide because being a young person, we're always using the internet. All my friends are on it, and sort of the parents don't know what's going on a lot of the time. I know my mum don't. We're not quite keen on telling our parents on what we're doing on the internet. So sort of it aims to educate them on sort of the main apps we're using, what those apps do, and how sort of they can monitor us.
Sure. Patrick, as we know, we post our own content on Facebook, we do our tweets and that kind of thing, but we can't control what others put on social media. So you may actually be, you know, having a scroll through your timeline and see something quite shocking, yeah, and you've actually had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So if I was to see something like that, I would report it if I thought it should be. But sort of recently, if someone was to report it, Facebook tells you that it's been reported, and then they make another status saying it's been reported, and it just causes all sort of arguments to go on. And if it's been reported, does it even actually go anywhere?
What do you hope this ultimately achieves for other young people like yourself?
Hopefully it'll make us, sort of, if our parents educate us from a young age, it'll make us more aware of the dangers, sort of how to stay safe online. But maybe it can go further than that. Maybe we need to get schools educating us more and sort of make it less stigmatised, sort of, with the online bullying, just make it a thing we'll talk about.